There's nothing like watching a day in the life of Jesus. In Mark 4, we have a wonderful one where it starts off with Jesus down by the lakeshore, and such a great crowd collects that at one point he realizes, I need to step into a boat right here. And so he gets into a boat and pushes off from shore and sits down to teach. And you have to imagine that the crowd of men, women, and children presses forward to the point that some take off their sandals and wade into the water and stand there with the Galilee waters lapping against their ankles. And Jesus begins to teach. And he speaks a familiar parable, which to them was almost inexplicable in its meaning. Listen to it. A man once went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the roadside, and the birds came and gobbled it up. Some of the seed fell among the rocks where there was not much soil and sprang up very quickly because there was no depth of earth. But when the sun rose, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, and the thorns grew up and choked the life out of it. It bore no crop. And there was some seed which fell on good soil, and when it grew, produced a crop which yielded 30 or 60 or even 100 times as much as the seed. Then he adds, every man who has ears should use them. Well, eventually the crowd dissipates and Jesus is with his disciples and they ask the meaning and he explains it. And I'm sure you already know. But then he goes on and he speaks of a lamp. Should it be hidden? No, surely its place is on the lampstand. Then he goes on further to give a kingdom of God picture of a man scattering seed who frankly doesn't even know what he's doing. He just scatters and watches the crop grow. Then he speaks of what is the kingdom of God like, and this time he points to a mustard seed, which I think is so wonderful because the mustard seed is also the measure of faith needed to move a mountain. And for that reason, we get to the evening of that day. And here's my fun thought. On the evening of that day, he said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. So they sent the crowd home and took him with them in the little boat in which he'd been sitting earlier, accompanied by some other small craft. Then came, as I'm sure you remember, a violent squall of wind which drove the waves aboard the boat until it was almost swamped. But Jesus was asleep in the stern on a cushion. And I love that image of Jesus, so exhausted in a human sense that in the midst of a squall, he lays down and he rests easy. And here's my first just contemplation and wondering aloud with you. When Jesus slept, what did he dream? What were the dreams of Jesus' heart each night, some nights? I have to wonder if in his human subconscious, there were still some memories that were just glimmers and tastes of the throne room of heaven. Isn't that kind of a fun thought? But here's what I think is interesting. Jesus is a man. Jesus is a man asleep in the stern of a small fishing boat. His friends are terrified. A squall has blown in, but Jesus is asleep. All of that is not present to him in his sleep. And yet as a man, suddenly he is shaken by the shoulders. And it tells us that his friends yell into his face, Master, don't you care that we're drowning? And as Jesus opens his eyes, I think it's to something like this. And he opens his eyes. He stretches his hands over his head. He yawns. And looking into the face of his terrified friend, he puts his feet on the bottom of the boat, stands up, peers into the darkness, and with a voice that is authoritative, calm, and yet filled with power, he says the words, Hush, be still. And just that suddenly, the wind abates, the clouds almost roll back, the rain ceases to fall, and the sea goes from a tempest to a glassy, smooth calm. And it is that absolute drama of change that causes the fear in his friends to rise to the point that sheer awe sweeps over them. And they began saying to one another, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves do what he tells them." Here's my question for us. Jesus had just said that the kingdom of God is like this mustard seed which grows. And yes, elsewhere he said that we needed only a mustard seed of faith to actually believe. But the words that he speaks directly before they are questioning, "Who is this man?" are what really stops me in my tracks. Because as that calm hits the Sea of Galilee supernaturally, he turns to his friends and looks them in the eye and says, "Why were you frightened? What happened to your faith?" My friends, what did he want them to do? Did he want them to sit silently in the boat and wait upon his timing for rescue and salvation? Did he want them to wake him in calm confidence? "Well, Jesus, you can take care of this." Because for us today, in the midst of the chaos and the noise, similar to what I just played for you, what does he want you to do to exercise your belief, your faith? That's the question that our day today will answer for us. What will we do today as the waves and the wind absolutely surround us? Will we run to him in fear, or will we with calm confidence say, "Oh, certainly he could take care of this," and then bring it to him in a quietness and in a trust that is palpable, so that he looks us in the face and has no need to ask, "Why were you frightened? Where was your faith?" In fact, he might turn and say to us, "Well done. You are one who believes." Those are my thoughts as Jesus sleeps in the stern, as Jesus rises to say, "Hush and be still," to the elements around him. And my question again to us is, what will it mean today for us to simply believe?